President Bush is back here in Washington, having completed a week-long four-nation European tour. The highlight of the trip was the signing in Rome of a declaration establishing a NATO-Russian council that gives Moscow a role in NATO decision-making. While in Rome, the president met with Pope John Paul, and according to the president, they discussed the sex scandal that has rocked the American Catholic Church. Also on the agenda was the conflict in the Middle East. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in Rome. The Vatican is interested in ending the Middle East violence. What role can the Vatican play in that?
Well, you know, the Pope has long advocated putting the holy sites in Jerusalem under international control. It's an idea, though, that's opposed by Israel. But the Vatican feels even more strongly about this following the recent crisis of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem that was occupied by armed Palestinian fighters and surrounded by Israeli troops. Vatican officials repeatedly pressed the U.S. to do more to use its influence over the Israeli government to calm the situation. And then the U.S. and the Vatican worked closely together behind the scenes to produce a negotiated solution to the crisis. The Vatican also strongly favors the idea of holding an international conference on the Middle East this summer. But the Vatican's pro-Palestinian position has been criticized by the Israeli government, so it's not clear exactly what role the Vatican can play. The Pope and the President also discussed the plight of Christians in the Middle East. In recent years, many have fled the region as the conflict has grown and as Islamic fundamentalism has increased.
Was there surprise in Rome that the president decided to bring up the sex scandal when he met with the Pope?
Yes, it was surprising because the administration officials had said it would not be raised. But both the White House spokesman Ari Fleischer and the Vatican spokesman Navarro Valls confirmed that the president and the Pope discussed it in their private talks, but we have no details. President Bush had said earlier he would raise the issue because he's concerned about the standing of the Catholic Church in America, which he said is an incredibly important institution. The pontiff, on his part, assured the president that American Catholics have the spiritual resources to overcome the crisis. But I think it's important to point out that many inside the Vatican still believe the crisis is a purely American phenomenon and perhaps even an artificial one, even though there are a growing number of reports of similar cases in many other parts of the Catholic world. Yesterday, for instance, one commentator on the Vatican TV network, Telepace, said that the clerical sex abuse scandal has been inflated by enemies of Catholicism, and he said it's even a marginal phenomenon in the U.S. So these are signs that the Vatican is not moving very swiftly to resolve the crisis, and polls show that American Catholics are very disappointed with the Church's handling of the scandal.
Religious freedom in Russia is another concern of the Vatican, and while Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, was also in Rome yesterday, he did not visit with the Pope.
Yes, in fact, relations between the Vatican and Moscow are very tense. The Orthodox Church is strongly critical of the Holy See, which it accuses of invading its territory to win converts to Catholicism. It's no secret that John Paul has long hoped to visit Moscow to fulfill his dream of restoring Christian unity with a rapprochement between Catholics and Orthodox. But it seems very unlikely. Moscow recently withdrew the visas of a bishop and several priests, angering the Vatican. Moscow has not even responded to the Vatican's official note of protest. And the Vatican TV commentator expressed disappointment that Putin did not take advantage of his presence in Rome to come to visit the Pope at the Vatican. But Putin is also clearly aware of how badly that would play at home.
President Bush's approach to issues such as abortion is much closer to the Vatican's than that of former President Clinton. So how was President Bush received?
Well, this was their second meeting, and again, the Pope showed a particular warmth for the American president. It's true that they don't see eye to eye on major issues such as the death penalty and aid to the developing world, but the Pope can't but be pleased by the president's position on issues such as family values, opposition to abortion, and his statements in favor of religious freedom. Despite his frailty, John Paul was standing as he received the president. He was clearly very pleased by the visit. He even said, hope we can meet again, and God bless America.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Rome.